It's 2:46. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. A new band called Punch Brothers is drawing rave reviews. The band is an acoustic quintet. Its members are stellar musicians. The band is led by Chris Thiele, a composer, singer, and mandolin player. Chris Eldridge plays guitar. Noam Palenque is on banjo. Gabe Witcher plays fiddle. And the bassist is Greg Garrison. So let's take a listen here to Punch Brothers. This is a tune called Sometimes. A bit of the tune Sometimes from Punch Brothers. The group has released a new album called Punch, and they're on a nationwide tour. The tour includes a stop in Urbana tomorrow night, September 9th, for a show at the Canopy Club. And joining me from the road this afternoon to talk about Punch Brothers, and tomorrow's Urbana show at the Canopy Club is bassist Greg Garrison. Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great.
How's the tour going?
It's going well so far. We just played in Davenport, Iowa last night, which was fun and interesting. It was our first time in Iowa, and we had a couple stops up in Wisconsin. So we've been having a really good time and great crowds, and we're being received really well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, from venue to venue, there's the challenge of the physical space where you play, the room, the club, the theater. How do you deal with that?
You know, at this point, we've played all sorts of different rooms, We have a great sound man, Dave Sinka, who travels with us, and he kind of takes care of that. But we generally, you know, we like to spend a couple hours during the day to try to get things dialed in. But because we're an acoustic quintet, essentially, things don't change that much night to night as far as what we're putting out. And honestly, I think some of the, you know, I think it's interesting for people who come to see us, you know, at multiple concerts to hear how the room might interact with our music.
Yeah. How did you all get together?
We got together kind of through the Bluegrass festival circuit, I guess. Chris, I guess about 3 years ago now, decided he wanted to do something different than Nickel Creek, and started writing the piece that's on our record called The Blind Leaving the Blind, which is kind of a long-form string quintet that Chris wrote for Bluegrass instruments. And so he had a couple people in mind. He's known Gabe, Witcher, our fiddle player, for a long time. And he ran into Noam at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival a few years ago. And so that was how those three got together. And then I used to play with Noam in a band called Leftover Salmon. So he recommended me to Chris, and Chris Eldridge was somebody we all knew as well. And, you know, so we kind of got together informally, and once we realized it was going to click, Chris decided that this was the group he wanted to kind of push forward with.
Yeah. Now, The Blind Leaving the Blind is a four-movement composition and the centerpiece of the new album, Punch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk with us just a little bit about it, and then we'll play an excerpt from it.
Okay. Sorry, Chris is actually standing outside of the van right now showing me a menu. hang on, one second. Chris... Can't do it now. On an interview. Sorry, buddy. So The Blind Leaving the Blind... Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's cool.
Blind Leaving the Blind is, like I said, a string quintet that Chris wrote. It's a pretty amazing accomplishment, I think. He's really integrated folk and pop language into a kind of a modern compositional style. And so it's about 80% composed, I would say 20% improvised. So it does change. Sections of it change night to night, which is nice for us because I think most of our background is through bluegrass or jazz or pop. And so it kind of, you know, he really wrote in such a way that it fits the quintet like a glove, I think. And it's really exciting music for us to play and challenging and you know, something we're all really happy to be involved with.
Yeah, it sure is challenging, but it sounds It's absolutely beautiful. What I have is from the second movement.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we would listen to an excerpt that's about a minute long.
Sure.
And in this portion of the piece, I would say that the band, musicians and instruments, are in conversation with one another.
Okay.
So here is an excerpt from the second movement of The Blind Leaving the Blind. Sorry to say we don't have a lot of time to play much music this afternoon, but what a great piece.
Thank you. Well, and I'll tell Chris he said that as well. We're all proud of it, and Chris is very proud of it, too. And that's an interesting section that you chose. I think it's nice because it shows Chris has really found an interesting kind of way to integrate a lot of counterpoint into this music, and I think that section really kind of highlights that.
Yeah. In this composition, is the piece pretty much set, or does it contain opportunities for improvisation, and how do you approach that?
It definitely does. Like I said, it's about 80% composed and 20% improvised, and a lot of the sections, there's sections that might have two or three voices that are composed for, but then, say the guitar or the bass will just be approaching it more like a bluegrass tune. And so it changes continuously, and that's good for us because we play it on a nightly basis, and it keeps things fresh and interesting. And I think, in general, we learned it. We all had a score to begin with, but we all really made it a priority to commit it to memory and try to learn it like we would, bluegrass or folk music, kind of turn something that was composed into something more along, something from the oral tradition. And because of that, I think that even the sections that are composed feel new and fresh on a nightly basis.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to play some of this or the entire composition tomorrow at the Canopy Club?
I'm not sure. It depends kind of. We generally do, if things are going well and the room sounds real nice, we might do the entire thing. But generally, we do at least two or three movements from it. And we're also doing a brief masterclass tomorrow at the university. And so we'll probably do a couple movements from it there as well and have some discussion about it.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a grand time in Champaign-Urbana.
So do we. Yeah, a couple of us went to school there, so we're looking forward to being there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we'll let you go and get back to that menu, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Greg Garrison has been my guest in this portion of the program. He is one of the Punch Brothers. They've released a new album called Punch. They're on a nationwide tour. The tour includes a stop in Urbana tomorrow night, September 9th, for a show at the Canopy Club.